This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so here's one from the optimistic scenario Gina painted. Some of the biggest banks in the country finished 2020 doing quite well, thank you very much. Profits at JPMorgan Chase jumped 42% compared to a year ago, that is, before the pandemic. Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and PNC Financial did fine, too. So we asked Marketplace's Justin Ho to read the economic tea leaves for what that might mean for 20 and 21.
Banks have two big reasons to be upbeat about the economy, says Kent Belasco, who runs the commercial banking program at Marquette University.
With the vaccine going on, with stimulus, it is an optimistic outlook at this stage.
J.P. Morgan Chase says between the vaccine and the latest round of relief payments, the bank can set aside less money to cover bad loans. Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital Markets says there's still a risk that many borrowers will default, but
the credit losses are not coming in at the levels that were expected. And so now the banks are bringing some of that money back into earnings.
But the big reason why profits are strong is because banks are raking in fee revenue from underwriting IPOs, helping companies issue bonds, and executing stock trades for their customers.
If these trends continue, that will lead to some very strong numbers in investment banking and trading for not only the first quarter of 2021, but throughout the year.
While a booming stock market is helpful for the big banks, it's not as helpful for the overall economy, says Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics.
This is another example of the huge divide between how great the markets are doing and how poorly pretty much everybody else is doing.
This week, a group of economists with the American Bankers Association said economic growth isn't expected to pick up until the second quarter at the earliest. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.